I trust that everyone is enjoying the music.
Wings Callahan's Hot Rod Radio, USA.
Such a great Christmas song. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Rock and Roll Christmas on Hot Rod Radio USA. I almost wish that song wasn't a Christmas song so I could play it year-round. And kind of a sad note, we lost another icon in the world of hot rodding, Stuart Hillborn, who invented Hillborn Injection. I had a setup for a small block Chevy years ago. And I sold it at a swap meet. I wish I would have kept it. He was 96 years old. He passed away. And, of course, he's the guy that, fuel injection was already in diesel engines. And he thought, you know, we can make this work for cars. Because when you're running alcohol, like at Bonneville or Dry Lakes, and you get more horsepower out of alcohol, it always really screwed up carburetors. The aluminum, you know, corroded. So fuel injection solved that. So. And also in the world of music, we lost Ray Price this week, too. Coming up next right here, this is Brian Setzer and the Orchestra and a great Christmas song, Jingle Bells, yeah.
Sleigh. He's dashing over them fields we go. He's dashing, laughing And now, gang, it's time for news that isn't new anymore. Wings Callahan reporting. It was this weekend in 1882, the first string of Christmas tree lights was created by Thomas Edison. Yeah, the first crossword puzzle appeared in the New York World in 1913. Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers did their first movie together, flying down to Rio in 1932. 1937, the first full-length feature cartoon with color and sound premiered. Yes, Walt Disney's Snow White, 1937. Frank Capra's It's a Wonderful Life premiered. 1946 with Donna Reed, Jimmy Stewart, great movie. Joe DiMaggio announced his retirement from baseball in 1951 and was getting ready to marry Marilyn Monroe, you know. Laverne Baker recorded Jim Dandy in 1955. The Chipmunk song reached number one, and we have a very rare version of that, which is coming up here shortly on Hot Rod Radio. 1958 was the year for that. The Graduate movie opened in 1967. Va-va-va-voom, huh? That was a little dicey. Vince Lombardi coached his last football game, losing to the Redskins, 1969. Rock star Elvis Presley was greeted at the White House by President Richard Nixon. Elvis wanted to meet Nixon in order to offer his services in the government's war on drugs. That's right. Because Elvis told Nixon he did not associate or agree with the drug culture hippie elements. And he believed, you know, that culture, these people hated America. He wanted to be a federal agent at large. Now, he collected, you know, badges and things. And the next day, Presley received his badge from Dick. In 1981, Sotheby's auction. Auctioned off a letter of introduction from Buddy Holly to Decca Records. It went for $2,000. Think of what that's worth now. The marriage certificate of John Lennon and first wife Cynthia went for $850. And a jacket once worn by Tom Jones went for $12. What was wrong with that? And this song was recorded in 1962. On this date, it's the Wild Weekend. These are the Rockin' Rebels on Hot Rod Radio USA.
Decoration.
Elvis and Martina McBride. I think Elvis would like that mix had he been around to hear it himself. What do you think? This portion of Hot Rod Radio USA brought to you by Inland Empire Driveline for drive shafts that make a difference. That's right. You know, one of the most important parts of your driveline is your drive shaft. Because there's angles, U-joint angles, off the transmission should be the same as off the rear axle. You know, because there's harmonics involved. Just think how many times that U-joint changes direction and flexes. Inland Empire Driveline pioneered the mail order drive shaft. That's right. Been doing it for 30 years. You take three measurements, make one phone call, it's on its way back to you within a couple of days. It's guaranteed to fit. Made the USA affordable, and the phone number is toll-free. How easy is that? Phone number is 800-800-0109. That's a very unique toll-free number. 800-800-0109. Give them a call or get on their website, IEDLS.com. Inland Empire Driveline, the official drive shaft company of Hot Rod Radio USA. Now, one of the guys in rock and roll that charmed us way back in 1962, great Halloween song called The Monster Mash. Well, he had a follow-up hit with that as well for Christmas. Here's Bobby Boris Pickett.
"'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the castle my monsters were having a yuletide hassle. The tree was all trimmed in ghoulish things like werewolf fangs and vampire wings.
It was a monster's holiday,
but they were up to no good.
It was a monster's holiday,
didn't act like good monsters should.
It was a monster's holiday,
they found themselves a new prey.
It was a monster's holiday,
they planned to rob Santa's sleigh. They were making a list and checking it twice. Frankenstein wanted a shiny new trike, a new chain for Janusz, a brace for Igor's back, a speed shaver for Wolfman, a new cape for Drac. They were up to no good, didn't act like good monsters should. They'd found themselves a new prey. They planned to rob Santa's sleigh. The mummy was to signal from the castle roof at the very first sound of a reindeer hoof. As Santa slid down the chimney wall, the zombies were to make off with sleigh and all. From beyond the moat there arose such a clatter, I jumped to the window to see what was the matter. Like a bolt of lightning it happened so quick, and there in our midst stood old Saint Nick. He began to dig down deep in his sack and came up with the traction for Igor's back. Drac caught his cape, Frankie's trike made him behave. Even Wolfman was happy, now he can shave.
Monster's holiday,
and all ended well.
Monster's holiday,
and Santa was really swell.
Monster's holiday,
no need to rob Santa's sack. Maybe next year he'll come back. So the children everywhere were spared the grief of losing their presents to a monster slave thief. Now the monsters love Santa and say they'll behave and never again rob sleighs or graves. Igor, what do you think of Santa now? Santa ghoul! What was that he said as he drove out of sight?
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-wolf open sleigh. Well, dashing through the snow, where is that reindeer with the red nose? On Donner, on Blitzen, on Dancer and Vixen.
GTO means got those oldies. Wings Callahan's Hot Rod Radio USA.
Bells will be ringing the glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues.
Bon Jovi on Hot Rod Radio USA. Please come home for Christmas. Now, I mentioned last week that my favorite version of that song was done by Dion, but I'll tell you what, that one is right in there. I love it. Yeah. Here's the Crystals.
Used to laugh and fall in love. They never left for Rudolph.
That's Davey Allen and the Arrows, the king of the fuzz guitar. Remember, we want to hear from you. It's easy to do on Hot Rod Radio USA. Send your holiday greetings to us here, your Christmas cards. You can email me at wings@hotrodradio.com or drop it in the mail, Hot Rod Radio USA, Post Office Box 454, Baldwin, Wisconsin, 54002. I'm going to see if I can get Mary under the mistletoe here in the Hot Rod Radio Studios. Stick around. I'm Wings Callahan. We'll be right back.